I'm Lou Conran.
And I am Sally Ann Hayward.
We're a pair of comedians who've been known to enjoy an alcoholic beverage or 10 over the years, sometimes separately, sometimes together.
But it's occurred to us that we know nothing about the drinks that we love to quaff, and that, unbelievably, there will be some types of liquor out there that we are not acquainted with.
And as we hate missing out, we thought we'd invite some celebrity pals to recommend their go-to tipple and drink along with us while we make them dish the most embarrassing booze-related tales.
And then we give our honest verdict if we are going to spit or swallow. So if it's gross, we drank it so you don't have to.
And it's definitely not just an excuse to open up the drinks cabinet on a Monday night.
Heaven forbid.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding the perfect designer isn't easy. But at Upwork, we found her. She's in Austin, between a dog named Klaus and her favorite shade of green.
It's actually Salem clover.
And you can find her right now on Upwork.com. When the world is your workforce, finding the perfect project manager, designer, developer, or whomever you may need tends to fall right into place. Find top-rated talent who can start today on Upwork.com.
I'm Lou Conran.
And I am Sally Ann Hayward.
We're a pair of comedians who've been known to have a glass of wine or 10 over the years, sometimes separately, sometimes together.
But it's occurred to us that we know next to nothing about the drink we love to quaff, and that, unbelievably, there will be some types of vino out there we are not acquainted with.
As we hate missing out, we thought we'd invite some celebrity pals to recommend their go-to wine and drink along with us, whilst we make them dish the most embarrassing booze-related tales.
And then we give our honest verdicts if we're going to spit or swallow. So if it's gross, we drank it, so you don't have to.
It's definitely not just an excuse to drink a bottle of wine on a Monday night.
Heaven forbid. Good afternoon, Louise. We've just recorded in the afternoon, haven't we?
Which is very civilised, Sally.
Dangerous.
Sally.
Yes, dangerous, in fact, isn't it? Recording in the afternoon with what we refer to this drink as a Bloody Mary, don't we?
Yeah, but it's a fucking Caesar from Canada.
I was just trying to place the accent. Oh, I'm glad you
not pick up on that, Sally?
Well, not entirely, Lou.
Oh, okay.
Normally you're pretty good with accents, aren't you?
Okay, well, there you go. That's me told.
But then I'm a wine drinker, and we'll find out in the podcast, Tom, what that means, won't we?
Wonderful.
What a wine drinker is. Yeah.
And he summed you up perfectly. Summed you up perfectly with his thoughts on people that drink wine. I mean, obviously I drink wine, but
you're always that particular word that he used, aren't you? You don't need the wine, do you?
I mean,
it brings it out of me, but for you, you're like sober.
I'm just how he describes wine.
This drink, though,
I've got it by my side, Sally, and I've never had it in the. I can't speak.
No, you can't.
He called it a Caesar, and I've never had a Caesar before.
No, you've had a Caesar salad, haven't you? But not a
salad. No, don't be stupid.
When you've been forced.
Oh yes, when I've been forced.
You've had it on the plate. You've not eaten it necessarily, but it's been there.
Can you see that my nose has gone red?
What we've made the mistake of doing is recording the intro after the podcast, haven't we? And we're a little bit lightheaded. Is that the word we're looking for?
I'd just say a little bit
hammered. Arsehole.
And it's 1:30 on whatever day it is today.
It's a Monday, Lou.
Okay.
It's the beginning of the working week to most people.
That works. This isn't work, Sally, but it is for tax purposes. Should we just listen to it?
I think we should. Okay. It's the one. It's the only. It's definitely the only. It's the only. Yeah. On stage.
It's the only. Tom's
hello,
hello,
Sally.
Hi. Hello. You're blowing your nose there. That's a real life sort of moment in Tom's life. It's like we're seeing Tom Stade actually blow his nose. It's like I feel like we're in your house. That's lovely. Are you okay?
I am okay, Lou. Yeah, and the nose blowing happens all the time. When you got a schnoz like this, you know, you need to take care of it. Keep it clean.
Yes, you do, mate. Yes, you do.
Is it something that happens as you get older, Tom, the nose blowing, or has it always been with you?
I believe that this is an age thing for sure. My okay. body is trying to keep out as many germs as they can. The only way they seem to be able to get in is through the old schnoz here. So it's protecting me. It's just keeping me good, you know.
But thank God.
But that's
for that.
Okay. It wouldn't have been last night's party with all the Peruvians.
Tom,
you can't
you're way
do a nose
that.
Blow without a Coke joke.
I think that you were. I bet you, Tom, that you were probably tucked up in your bed at 9:30 last night, weren't you, with a little book, your slippers on, and then you got up a couple of times for a pee and just had a regular Sunday night, I bet.
How did you know, Sally? How did you know?
I know.
I was reading Immanuel Kant, trying to get rid of my ego. Didn't work. I don't seem to understand what that fruitcake is saying.
Nobody does, mate. Nobody does. Can you tell us, now then, we asked you to do this and you said that you were going to drink. Now then, could you tell us what it's called, where it's from and why we're drinking it?
Okay. Well, let's just start where we were talking in Jersey was when
Guernsey,
we decided
Tom,
we were going to do this.
Don't get the two confused. It's Guernsey,
I know
not
this,
Jersey.
I know this. So
oh
I,
God.
when you asked me, for some reason, my mind just went to Caesar's, which is because you guys call it a Bloody Mary over here. Uh-huh. And it's just a little bit different. It's not because I didn't even know this. I was just telling you, Lou, that because I wanted to look up to make sure I got all the right ingredients, just to be, you know, but it is a Canadian drink. Primarily in Canada. So and it was always a great for me, it made me feel healthy when I started to drink. It was always that you'd have about three or four of these before you would move on to Jack Daniels and Coke and all of that sort of stuff. So, you know, in the beginning of the evening when you feel civilized, so you're ordering civilized drinks, and then by the fifth one, you know you're going to be streaking in the parking lot a little bit later. And the last thing you want is to streak with a sophisticated drink. So this one for me, I can't believe I picked it. But it seems to be a purely drank in Canada. But you guys are going to love it. Because
right.
I know you guys have had Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to tell you, that drink just sounds gross, by the way. I was really thinking about a Bloody Mary.
Well, it sounds like drinking somebody's period, doesn't it?
There you go, Lou.
Mary's period.
To say it.
That's who we're drinking in the UK. Can I just put in, I love the specifics, like the fact that you don't want to be streaking in a park with a sophisticated drink. But the streaking in the park isn't the problem. Sophisticated drink. Streaking in the park with a can of Tennent's lager is fine. Not a Bloody Mary. It's not called a Bloody Mary. Let's find out.
We need to make the drink. Now, you sent us out to get this Clamato, is it?
Clamato.
You say Clamato, and I say Clamato.
Clamato it is. That's right.
Right.
Matt.
So talk us through making it then.
Okay.
So we've got everything we need here.
Okay, the first thing you're going to need is a glass, a lime,
got that.
A lime cut up, and a plate,
yeah,
a plate full of celery salt.
Oh, right. Yeah. It's okay. Got celery salt. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got that?
Yeah. Yeah. Got that.
So what we're going to do now is the first part is, ooh, I'm excited. I've never taken a course.
You're feeling quite.
I've always just bought these things.
Are you feeling slightly under pressure?
Not at all.
I'm feeling. Tom.
I'm feeling like my afternoon's about to get really. Is there a park around here?
Oh, there goes Stade with his knob out again. There we go. Oh, God. Okay. Right.
Come on, put him a lime.
Yeah. So you take the lime and the same way as you do with tequila, but you don't. Right. You take the lime and you rim it around.
Okay.
So it wets the rim of the glass.
Do we need ice or not ice?
You're going to need some ice. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I got to get my ice. Just a sec.
Okay.
Back in.
Okay. At the moment, we are rimming the glass. That's what we're doing.
You're rimming the glass.
Yep. We're rimming the glass.
Everything about this drink sounds sexy.
Yeah.
In a way.
Rimming the glass.
Rimming that glass. I've rimmed the glass. I've rimmed it.
Okay. Now, here's what we're going to do. Okay, so here's the plate.
Yeah.
So you want to get the rim.
Yeah.
With all, and get all the celery salt on the rim.
So you just, you put the glass upside down onto the plate.
Yeah, I've done that. Ta-da. I've got a dirt, my rim's not as dirty as yours.
Oh, okay. I feel like that's actually a perfect one. I think somebody would be happy with that because you're going to be licking that later.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Got my rims dirty.
Oh, yeah. No. When have I heard that one before, Sally?
These jokes are never ending. It's never not funny.
I'm in a dirty state of mind. Okay.
Right. Come on. What's next?
So the next one is going to be ice.
Okay.
So this one you put in however much you feel like.
I've got my ice in there already.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put in a few of those.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now the fun. I've got the vodka here.
Yeah,
yeah.
Got that.
I'm going to measure an ounce out by eye.
Okay.
I think we should go easy on it just because I feel like I shouldn't get into doubles before...
Tom's still pouring, listener. Tom's still pouring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I can't believe you're actually editing the amount of booze. This is not the Tom that we know and love.
No. Well, we're trying to make a good one, not a jail, okay.
Yeah, vodka's in.
Okay, so then take the Clamata juice, obviously, but don't hit that red. Clams and tomatoes. Who thought of that?
Oh, is that what it is?
A genius.
It's Clamato, yeah. So it's like tomato juice with clam juice.
Oh, it's lucky the GC didn't drink any of this then, isn't it?
Oh, all for
me. Great.
Okay, so we're going to chuck that in.
Okay.
How much do we put of that in? Quite a lot?
Wherever your glass to the rim is, I guess.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. Sally, have you got a really small glass?
I've got a really big glass and not a lot of Clamato here, so I might have to pop and get some more from the cuisine in a moment. But for now, I've just got a very strong drink.
Okay. Yeah. Make it strong. There we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The next thing you want to do is you got your Tabasco sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited. Now, I'm only going to put one in because I'm not too sure how spicy. How spicy do you like a drink?
I like
really
it spicy.
Spicy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This one I'm going to leave up to you two.
Okay.
I'm only going to put one drop in because I know how crazy this shit can get.
Ooh, I've just put too much in, but that's fine.
Okay.
Done it.
Okay.
Mine's not.
And we can
out.
Always put more in later.
Yeah, that's good. You can't take it out though, can you?
You can't take it out, just like a baby.
You're talking about portion control to me. Oh, I've just put the whole bottle in.
Oh.
It's a little one, but I.
It's probably.
Oh, that might get real.
She likes spice.
She does. Nobody. I'm gonna have anal leakage on this recording, Tom, and I'm gonna.
She's gonna have a genuine dirty rim. That's what she's gonna have. Okay, we've done the Tabasco.
I poured the whole bottle in. Oh man. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
So now we're at. Worst is sister sauce.
Yeah.
I got the finest from Sainsbury's.
Of course you did.
Nobody makes. Oh, okay. So
how much are you putting in?
You can. That one's not so hot. So you can put in whatever you think is good on that.
Okay. I'm stirring mine with a stick of celery.
That's exactly what you do. So,
lovely.
Okay.
Right? You take the, and you can also put the lime in that you do. Ooh,
great idea.
The lime can go into the drink that you use, and we are done.
Wow. Okay.
That is the Caesar.
Oh,
normally we'd have it with a straw, but I forgot the straw.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, I'm excited, too, here, because I haven't had one in a long time. Ta-da!
Okay. Ta-da! Cheers!
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 Cheers. Cheers.
Okay.
Ooh.
Oh, I made it okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I like the touch of the celery salt. Never had that before. That's great. That celery salt around the edge. That's the winning. That's the Canada part of that, isn't it?
Yes. And if you have a straw, I think when you drink it with a straw, you use the celery salt to be able to lick whatever you want off of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm going to put
I haven't had that in ages. I'm glad I'm on this show.
I'm going to put a bit all more right. Tabasco in because I can't taste it.
She likes a hot curry, Tom. Yeah. So this is just
pretty incredible, man.
She basically has lost all her taste buds. So she.
Well, wait till the third one. You're gonna be the one thing about this drink. It does make you sweat by about the third one. So, whatever you say, it's gonna look like you're lying.
You're sweating. They should really give them to Prince Andrew, shouldn't they? Bloody Marys. Ones.
Then
and
we'll
bonus
find out
is that you can eat the salt out of the celery.
Yeah, this is sort of healthy. I get it.
Now, Tom, you enjoy a drink. You enjoy a party, don't you? You must have some. I'll tell you what. What was your training drink? What was the first drink you got? You started drinking as a kid or as an adult, and then you got drunk on as well.
What we stole when I was 13. I'm honored that you think I was an adult.
I just chucked that in case. I just thought,
Just to give you the benefit of the doubt.
But I knew, of course, I knew you were a toddler.
I believe as soon as I went into high school, I had something to prove.
Of course you did.
You're more self-aware than I realised, Tom.
It doesn't stop him, though, does it?
Tell us.
My memory ain't so good because I do party quite a bit. You know, it's created a career and destroyed one all in the same breath. Okay, I think the first drink we ever had, it was definitely hard liquor. Because we would go to a friend's grandma's and grandpa's place and do the old steal the booze and put water back in it. and then bring that out to a park somewhere. So number one, I'm admitting to a crime.
Yeah.
I stole when
just
I was
one,
13,
Tom.
I stole old people's boots. So I don't know what that says about me.
I think we know.
I'm gonna say, I would say in the beginning we would drink like vodka and brandy and all that. As long as we could mix it in with Coca-Cola, mm-hmm. that'd be fine. But I wouldn't even, you know, back then I wouldn't even think that we'd have one drink. You know what I mean? Like, because when you're stealing booze, you put brandy, vodka, tequila all in one bottle and get it out before the old lady catches you. So, and then pretty much, I think after that, after I got to an age where I could convince my older brother to go and bootleg for us and buy booze, my drink was rye whiskey. And it was, it was called Canadian Club or Royal Reserve. And the reason I liked Royal Reserve was because on the bottle, it had a sticker that said, I'm a proud Canadian, and you'd rip it off and put it on your wallet. So my go-to drink back then would be either Canadian Club or Royal Reserve.
Amazon Business honors Ricardo Gurgel, owner of Veggie Root Tavern. This week, Ricardo saved big and used Amazon Business to help his team buy commercial deep fryers at a quantity discount. Because even veggies can be fried.
I'm gonna need 2 orders of fried fiddleheads.
With business buying easier than before, Ricardo now uses his extra time to focus on growing something big. Buy smarter, dream bigger. Visit Amazon Business, your partner for smart business buying. Fiddleheads. Yum.
Wow. And you could just like show everybody that, oh yeah, I'm really hardcore. Look at the stickers on my wallet. I mean, it just kind of, it sort of gives that hard image, but then it's like, you got stickers on your purse.
Oh. I'm a 5-star drinker.
Oh, didn't that do good?
Oh,
Tom, when we were in Guernsey, you were, I sort of said, when I mentioned you coming on here, you were saying, well, which drunk stories should I share with the audience? And I mean, we've only got an hour, so, and I know there is a smorgasbord of drunk stories, but
we got Ethiopian drug lords. We've got,
okay, so we get to pick which story you start
with. We've got Blackpool fisticuffs.
Yeah. Start with that.
Blackpool. Let's do Blackpool.
Yeah, that's Blackpool. Oh, okay. Me and Trude, one of our favorite places is shitty Blackpool.
Okay? Blackpool. I do too.
I think it's one of the most amazing.
Shitty.
I like watching all the old people relive their childhoods down there. That's how I knew I was going to survive coronavirus, because everybody was still alive in Blackpool. and they, you know, according to reports, they should have been dead. But so me and Trude, we wanted to just have a night where me and you were going to get hammered. And we've been having a bad day, all that stuff. And so let's just go get drunk. That'll solve all our problems. And it does, by the way. A lot of people think alcohol doesn't solve your problems, but it sure does.
Yay!
Yeah!
Yes.
So we're there. Yeah, So we're sitting there, we're trying to be in a corner, and I'm not a movie star or anything, so I don't think anybody ever really recognizes me until I'm loaded and you know, if I can be a Mr. Big Shot or whatever the fuck I do, I don't remember. Could somebody take a video, please?
And they do, Tom. They don't know.
They do. And then, okay, so I got to speed this up. So we're drinking, and this one guy turns over. He looks over and goes, "Hey, you're Tom Stade." Okay, so now I get my comedy boner on. Oh, my God. I've been recognized at the North Pier in Blackpool. Stop it. Honey, we've made it. Right? And you got to know the Blackpool Pier, right? Mm-hmm. There's always a ridiculous DJ playing Culture Club, George Michael, all the greats from the time I belong in. Okay, so that's another love for me. So he goes there, and I go, yeah. He goes, "My brother's like one of your biggest fans." And I'm like, "Well, oh my God, we got to take a picture now, don't we?" So we take a picture with him and his wife, and I don't want to say any names because I actually know their names, but his wife. And then so we go back, and you might feel this, okay? After somebody recognizes you, right? And you go back to the table and you start drinking, and you can feel that they're there, and it feels rude, the fact that they've acknowledged you and you've just said yes, and then you went back to doing what your own thing is, right?
Yeah.
It's not in my nature. So I'm feeling awkward drinking with this guy behind me. So I go, "Hey, bud, do you want me and Trude to come over and join you guys and for a drink?" And now he's like, "Oh my God, my brother's gonna be fucking go mental after Tom Stade's coming to drink at our table." So we get to his table. There's his big fat ass mom, not fat shaming. Just, I don't know how to describe it.
It is what it is, Tom. It is what it is.
If I can't say fat, what am I beating around the big bush there? You know, she's a little larger than your normal human. Okay. And her husband ain't that far off, but he's got a cane. Right. So, and it's very important that you know this woman's a big girl, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So then we start drinking. This 9-year-old girl's there. She's running around. Girl that's the wife, who was really cool the whole way. And then you've got the big dude, and he's a little bit bigger than I am, man. So we start drinking, and I'm laughing. I'm finding out, like, he's a painter or whatever. His wife's a hairdresser, his mom retired. So, and then the dude that's the mom's, the big guy, turns out he's like an ex-footballer from like way back when, okay? And so me and Trude, we're drinking. Trude's having her vodkas and Diet Cokes. I drink twice as fast as her. But turns out the wife of the guy also drinks as fast as me. And the dude, he was kind of keeping up, man. But she's drinking wine, and wine drunks are very righteous people. Very, very righteous people. They're pious. They drink wine.
Great description for wine drunks.
Yeah. Righteous. Every time I see somebody say, "I'm just going to go have a glass of wine." No, you're not. You're going to go out and judge people. That's exactly what you're going to do. I just like a glass of wine before midnight. I just want to judge people to show them how much better I am than them so I can feel good about myself. So now I haven't noticed how much she's drank, okay? Like, I haven't noticed, but Trudy has. I'm going to tell you this before the story. Before Trudy, I gotta do a Quentin Tarantino here. So Trude's pretty much, to not my knowledge, but to Trude's knowledge, this woman's gone through 2 bottles of wine already.
Oh wow.
Okay,
wow.
So I'm already saluting her.
Yeah.
I'm already loving this gal. This gal's got her mother, her kids, she meets a rock star, and she keeps up with them. Fucking kudos to you. Fuck your kids. Fuck your family. This is my time to shine. I like to have a toke every now and then.
No okay? way.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I know. It's we're my shocked. Only out of all the buffet of drugs out there. That's the only one I do in my old age that I still love to do. I'm sitting there, I've got this little pen, like, because I'm also older and I like to smoke my cannabis and get my CDB oils naturally through a natural plant that has the side effects of making me feel good. And plus, when I do it because it helps me not to throw up when I'm drinking. So in the wake, I'm not realizing I'm getting now to blackout drunk stage, and I can go there. And once that happens, like I always say, if you're going to drink with me, know that I'm not apologizing tomorrow, because that's the kind of drinking I do. And the people I drink with, I've never had to apologize.
but never see them again.
Yeah. Well, I do, because they like to drink like that too. They're not social drinkers. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Social drinker. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that means you're just not drunk and talking. You're just social. You know, like, so the next thing I know, Trudy goes to the toilet. I have now left my weed pen on the table, and the girl who's hammered fucking, I guess, takes a toke off of it. Okay. Now, the next thing that happens is now I'm really drunk, and I'm laughing. I'm thinking I'm having a great time with everybody. I'm entertaining. I'm holding court, whatever you want to say. But then the mother, apparently her chair breaks and she goes falling to the fucking ground. Now, a normal person would be, oh my God, can I help you? I couldn't stop laughing. And I think I said somebody needs to go on a diet. Not only unbeknownst to me, the wife who just taken a toke pulls a fucking whitey. Oh, and no. This all happens when Trude goes to the bathroom, right? So Trude goes to the bathroom. This girl's pulled a whitey. So the mom's down. The 9-year-old's crying. The West Bronx, the old player, he can't do anything, really, because he's stuck in his chair. But the dude loses his shit, man. Loses his shit. Now, I don't even remember when he threw the table up to come after me, because I really couldn't stop laughing at his phone. Because she couldn't get up. And I'm in no position. I can barely stand myself. So this guy gets up, and I don't remember him. This is where I'm at. I don't remember him grabbing me by the shirt, right? And I'm not a fighter, believe it or not. I'm an instigator. Right. So this guy's got me, and now Trudy comes out of the toilet. She left a really nice, fun area to see tables slammed over. This guy's got me like this. He's screaming at me, "Did you give my wife drugs?" Like, in the hole. Thing. Now everybody's starting to recognize me, going, "Hey, that's Tom Stay." And I'm like, I know I'm about to lose this fight no matter what, but I used to go to the army gigs in Afghanistan, and they brought me to training, and I've used this every time anyone gets violent with me. So he's got me, and I do what they call go gray, right? So I've just got my head down going, I'm just getting ready for this punch in the head that's about to come.
Oh my God.
Showing no resistance whatsoever. Trude comes out. She sees this guy got me by the throat. My head's down. Here it comes. And it's the first time Trude comes running over. She fucking gets in the way of me and this. This is how I know ladies have more bravery than men, because I'm not sure I would have done it for her. But she comes in, she separates us. The woman's yelling, and if you know Trudy, she's class all the way. Like she's like, she's nothing. I don't know why she's with me. I guess she's the sadist masochist. But she breaks this. So she breaks us up. I can barely see or stand. The woman yelling, "Your husband did this." And I'm like, maybe I did. I don't know. And so she goes, she grabs me. She fucking hightails me out of there, stopping at McDonald's to get me some food.
Yeah. Of course. Clever Trudy.
And not only that, she puts me in bed. I still haven't realized what's happened. Like, I don't really know what's going on yet. She apparently goes back to the scene of the crime because this guy ripped off my daughter's Father's Day gift that I'd been wearing for, I don't know, like 6-7 years. It was really important. And plus my weed pen got thrown off the table, which is, you know, probably worse than the necklace. I can always get a necklace. Where am I going to get vape oil over my weed in Blackpool? And so she goes back.
Oh my God.
To see if everybody's okay. That's the kind of gal she is.
Yeah, what a lovely
Then the dude comes after her.
No.
Yeah, the dude goes out because now I'm realizing this guy's pretty, maybe I didn't see how many bottles of wine this guy had, but he's definitely out of control. The lady's screaming at her. Trudy's just kind of trying to find the necklace and all that. But then the guy starts chasing her, man. To the point where she did the best girl move ever. Two dudes that were walking up, big massive guys. She goes, "That's my boyfriend. He's trying to hit me."
She said, really? So they saved her from her
boyfriend.
Mm. Oh, clever.
And in the morning we woke up and I was just like, wow. That was a hell of an anniversary.
Do you know, I wonder whatever, do you think that woman's still on the floor there on the North Pier, the big one?
I'll tell you this. I tweeted out, listen, to the people who are on Blackpool, I hope you're okay. Much apologies for whatever happened. And the girl twittered her and a funny nose and her husband like this, saying everything was okay. But then later on, she took the tweet away. I was like, okay. I don't know. Like, are we dealing with like a girl that was totally cool with it and the dude's totally not cool with it?
Yeah,
and
I reckon.
Like, you delete that tweet. Honey, did you just tweet him? Did you, that fucking asshole? Carnage, man.
And that's just a lovely weekend away in Blackpool. And you know, that's
Do you know what, though, as well, I imagine the exact same sort of scenario was happening elsewhere in Blackpool in many different bars as well. Because, I mean, let's face it, Blackpool is kind of, you know, it invites that kind of behaviour, doesn't it?
It has a certain clientele, Sally, for sure. And I think that's why I fit in there so well. I'm going to Weatherspoons and leaving without a woman at 2 a.m. Let's see what happens then.
They'll probably do a monument to you there, won't they? Or not just you, the vape pen. They'll probably just have a vape pen statue in the middle of Blackpool somewhere with your name on it. Here lies Tom Stade's vape pen or something like that. People will go back on an anniversary every year to lay floral tributes to your vape pen. That's what will happen.
I've already put the petition in, Lou.
Well, I'm signing it, mate. I'm signing it. So what's...
The mayor of Blackpool, you have to be Tom. Tom could be the mayor of Blackpool. Let's make Tom the mayor of Blackpool. I would love that. That'd be amazing. Okay, leave that with us.
It's
just such a nice seedy little town that went wrong, man.
I love it, that's why I love it, man.
It's not boring, I'll tell you that.
Oh, it really isn't.
Boring.
It really isn't.
I went there as a kid and did the whole, like, you know, kiss me quick, squeeze me slow T-shirts or whatever they were, and sticks of rock. And then you go on a little carriage with the horses. And it was actually, when I was a kid, it was quite a classy place to go. Class is the wrong word, but it was certainly a holiday to a destination, which it isn't so much now, is it? Although I say
Well, you could get drunk and go ride a tinker's donkey.
It's probably the best holiday resort, because I quite like going to Weston-super-Mare because I live there for the same sort of reason, just memories and all. He thought of something I could see in his face. Yeah, Weston's got that sort of gritty charm, hasn't it?
Yeah, man. We went there. We played. Well, I get what you're saying. That's just outside of Bristol and all that.
Yeah.
It was kind of like Blackpool without the violence. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. It's still West Country.
Feel to it.
Tom, you'll drink anything. Let's say, like, you're going out for a civilized afternoon, not in Blackpool with Trudy. What are you drinking? What's your first drink?
My first drink in the UK, of course. We've got to start off in the UK. I'll always start off with a pint, I think. I'm always big on having a pint because, okay, do I need to do the explanation behind it or am I talking too much?
No, I'm enjoying all of it.
The beer, I always start out with the beer because it takes a long time for me to drink a pint. I'm not as English as you guys that a pint is like a Jack Daniels and Coke over here. When I'm barely that much done, most of my English friends have already asked me if I want another one.
Of course.
Do you want another round, Tom? But after about two or three of those, then I move on to Jack Daniels and Coke, just because it's the perfect, most delicious drink that, other than if I was in Canada, we might have started off with these. But the Jack Daniels and Coke, and because it's so easy to put your foot on the gas with Jack Daniels and Coke that you can't do for beer. Like, you can't go, hey, do you want that beer to be a double? You know, so the beer just kind of gets me into the alcohol car. And then the Jack Daniels fuels the conversations I'm about to have, and then all of a sudden you're ordering, do you want a double? Yeah. Do you want a triple? Yeah. Why don't you just pass me the bottle?
And then it's game over.
Bingo, man.
You know the Bloody Marys that we have here? Do you have horseradish? Have you ever had one with horseradish in it?
No, I have not.
Ooh, and we put sherry in them as well sometimes.
Oh, okay. Well, I've had one. I've had a couple because I thought they can't be that far from the sea. How are you enjoying the Caesar, by the way?
I've lost any thought of doing anything for the rest of the day now.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do is probably drink more of these for the rest of the day. I think maybe let's write the day off. We have to wrap this up soon. This has been fantastic. But first of all, we have to think of a cocktail for Tom.
I think it's got to have this tomato juice in it.
Yeah, for sure. Tomato.
Because I didn't even know it existed until today.
The Jack Daniels is quite that seems to be quite the drink of the podcast as well. So I think maybe we should get some Jack Daniels in there.
Clamato juice. Okay, Blackpool, remember what their old people drink is. Probably port.
Yeah.
Port and lemon. Port and lemon.
Port and lemon.
Port and lemon.
Yeah.
And then you have to snort a line of celery salt before you drink.
Put the celery salt on your gums. And
Tom, we've got a penultimate question for you. Okay. So, and I suspect that this won't faze you at all, given what you've just told us. So, Tom, you have got a spittoon in front of you, right? And it's got the shrapnel from somebody else's cast-offs. They've spat all of their drinks in it, right?
Okay.
Whose spittoon would you, Tom Stade, drink?
Who out of all the drinks?
Yeah,
well, that's all the people. Pierce Bronson.
Ooh. Pierce Bronson,
yeah.
Pierce Bronson.
Well, you didn't even have to think.
I want some of that guy's DNA. I want that guy's DNA floating through me. I want to be as talented as Pierce Bronson.
That's really funny. I suspect you've said that before as well, haven't you, before that question? I want some of Pierce Brosnan's DNA. Oh, I'm with you with that. That's fantastic.
I get it. You want his sophistication, his vocal talents, and his general demeanour.
I wonder if Pierce Brosnan would have found himself on the North Pier. Yeah, I reckon he would. Definitely. Oh, fantastic. Great. Well, Tom, now we have to decide whether the Caesars is a spit or a swallow.
Well,
okay.
I've drunk most of mine, and I'm telling you now, from me, that is delicious. I'm going to have another one. It's definitely a swallow.
And from me, definitely a swallow from me. I love the addition of the celery salt that I've not experienced before. Fantastic. Mm. Perfect choice of drink, Tom Stade. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, gals. That's awesome. I'm honored to be part of your drinking club, man.
Yay! Thanks for
coming. What a great podcast, an excuse to get drunk in the afternoon.
Spit or Swallow is produced by Amanda Redman.
If you want to get in touch with what you thought about the wines that we've tried, recommendations of your own, or feel like sharing your worst drunken story with us, then please do.
On Twitter and Insta, we're at Lou and Sally.
Facebook is Spit or Swallow Podcast.
Or email us at spitorswallowpodcast34@gmail.com.
And if you want to support the podcast, then go to www.patreon.com/spitorswallowpodcast. Thanks to Audio Boom for hosting us, but most of all, thanks to you for listening.
That's all for now. See you next time.
Membership fees apply after free trial. Cancel any time.
Can I be real for a second? That goal you have to exercise and eat better, you really can do it. But nobody is going to do it for you. And nobody has to, because you can do it if you have the right tools and a community that cares about helping you get results. And that's us, Beachbody. It's as convenient as your TV or laptop, but you need to decide that you're worth it. Let us help you succeed. Here's how. Go to Beachbody.com to claim your free membership and start feeling great.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept. Our smart sleepers get 28 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the signs. All you have to do is sleep. Don't miss our weekend special where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Spit or Swallow is produced by Amanda Redman.
If you want to get in touch with us about what you thought about the drinks that we've tried, or recommendations of your own, or you feel like sharing your worst drunken story with us, then please do.
On Twitter and Insta, we are at Lou and Sally. Facebook and TikTok is Spit or Swallow Podcast. Or email us at spitorswallowpodcast34, that's the numbers 34, @gmail.com.
If you've enjoyed the podcast, then please subscribe and leave us a review, because this helps other people find us.
And if you want to support the podcast, then go to www.patreon.com/spitorswallowpodcast, where you can find some bonus content.
Thanks to Acast for hosting us, but most of all, thanks to you lot for listening.
That's all for now. See you next time. Bye.